the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. We're without Joe Galewski and without Bridget today, but Gary Ginsberg, What's Toxic, What's Not, will join us at 17 or 18 after the hour, or maybe 20 after the hour, and have some great stories. Where we'll go today is we're first going to talk about the top stories, and I've already talked about some of those in the first hour. If you don't get the first hour, you can log on anytime to RadioMD.com by Tuesday afternoon. The prior archives of the shows are up, and you can get the first hour that way. Or you can, of course, log on to your computer anytime to get the show, if you will, the RadioMD.com on Saturdays from 5 to 7 Eastern. We're in the 6 to 7 hour, which is the second hour of the show every week. And it's great that you join us. You can also email us your questions. We've tweeted a lot at Dr. Mike Roizen. Dr. Mike, DrMikeRoizen. You can get that anytime. You can email us questions at udocs, YOUDOCS, at gmail.com. YOUDOCS at gmail.com. You send me an email at that with, say, subscribe. And we get you on to the list of that tells you what is going to be on that week, as well as we tweet it out on Friday and Saturday of the week, looking at what is on the show. So Gary Ginsberg is always on the show, and he has some great topics to talk about this week. We're going to talk about drought-stricken Nicaragua. Will the U.S. get as severe a drought? Will the Southwest get as severe a drought as they have? They're told, eat iguanas. Eat iguanas. Why? Or what is it special about iguanas, and what's the risk? Bad week for triclosan. That's the antibiotic that's in a lot of things. It not only has reproductive risks, but it also, when exposed to babies, causes them to get fat in the rest of their life. Rising rates of CT scans, those scans that we all get. What's the risk to you of getting the CT scans? What's the cancer risk? What should you do about that? And what is a quat, and is it in the cleaning products you have, and what does that mean for you? And those are some of the great questions that he will address at 16 or 17 or 20 after the hour, whenever he gets here. Excuse me. We talked in the first hour about wellness foreplay. How much sodium should you have? There is a sweet spot, 3 to 6 grams, much higher than we thought. If the PURE study out in the New England Journal is correct this week, the only people who really have to avoid sodium are those with salt-sensitive high blood pressure. The number two story of the week, Ebola puts out a protein that, in fact, keeps your T cells, your immune cells that fight viruses, away from it. This gives us a new attack route. We've just found out this week that Ebola puts out that protein. Well, that means we can find a vaccine or an antibody against that specific protein and knock that out so that we'll be able to treat Ebola. Not ready yet, not for prime time, but maybe sometime in the future. Expanding waistlines. 35,000 extra cancers a year because we're getting fatter. It turns out we'll talk about which cancers are related to this. Aspirin is good if you're overweight. It decreases breast cancer risk in overweight women by 50%, 5-0. How much aspirin? It's 2 babies a day. That's it. 2 babies a day is the right amount of aspirin. So it is known how much to do. 2 babies a day with a half a glass of warm water before and afterwards. In 3 years, it decreases the cancer rates of prostate, breast, colon, esophageal, pancreatic cancer, and a few others by about 35%. But this is the first time it's been shown that it decreases cancer rate recurrences. And that's our well beyond wellness, if you will, tip. And the Ottomega segment, halibut now has too much mercury to eat. That's right. We've tripled the amount of mercury in the oceans in the last 40 years, largely because of coal burning, if you will. And what's happened because of that? Well, we all know that you shouldn't go after the bottom fishers, sharks, swordfish, if you will, the mackerel and tilefish. But now it appears that one of our fish that gets in the middle, if you will, of the ocean is endangered because of that, or we're endangered if we eat it. That is halibut, which has never been on that on the danger mercury list. That's now on that list. We're running through the top stories, and we'll go in more detail about them. We're also going to do your questions. I can't resist your questions. One of the questions, I did a series of walks over the last few days. I walk with the docs, and we always get questions from the people who walk with me. You can find out about the walks I do and walk with the docs by following the Twitter feed at Dr. Mike Roizen, R-O-I-Z-E-N, at Dr. Mike Roizen, the Twitter feed, and I tweet when I'm going to do the walk with the doc, and we always have a 15-minute discussion, then people who walk with me ask me any question they want. So one of the questions that was asked was how much aspirin? We said 2 baby aspirin with a half a glass of warm water before and afterwards. Who shouldn't have aspirin? Those who have allergic reactions to it. Those who are doing extreme sports, and a few people who are on other anticoagulants because of atrial fibrillation or atrial arrhythmias, abnormal heartbeats your heart has. Another question that was asked was about falls and falling. Yes, men fall, and what's the best thing you can do to prevent falls? Well, you're not going to prevent them. We fall, people who are over the age of 60, that's me included, fall 5 to 6 times a year on average. And yeah, you pick up the rug, the throw rugs in your house, and you make sure that bathrooms have those railings so that you can steady yourself and pick yourself up and don't slip. And you make sure the bathroom has a non-slip floor on it, a non-slip floor in the bathtub and in the shower. But one of the best things to do is to learn how to fall. And there are falling classes so that you can learn how to fall. And the other best thing to do is how to get your bones thicker. And the way you get your bones thicker, the easiest way I've seen, is to do 20 jumps a day. So you remember you used to do jumping jacks in grade school? Well, start them again, or at least jump up and down 20 times a day. 10 in the morning, 10 in the evening is a great way of strengthening your bones and of making yourself tougher on this area. We discussed the overweight causes an increase in breast cancer rates. Physical activity, just 30 minutes of walking within 45 days of starting it, decreases breast cancer rates and decreases breast cancer recurrent rates. So if you want to avoid that, in addition to the 2 baby aspirin, even faster results from walking. The mercury in the ocean we talked about, it's tripled over the last 40 years. Shark, pike, and halibut are the new ones to really reduce, and unlimited salmon and the ocean trout appears to be that you can eat those unlimited times, and they still have the healthy omega-3 fats in it. One of the other stories we're going to get to before Gary comes on in a few minutes is the wonders of chili peppers. Chili peppers have curcumin. Curcumin releases, is something that prevents cancer. We'll come back and do that at the bottom of the hour. But right now, we're going to wait for Gary and you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production from boat to bottle. You can trust the quality of our products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural products retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325 and mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text.
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. So many comments on my comment.
Hey, guys, check out my new video game.
Mom, what?
Huh?
Pew, pew.
What'd you say?
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You can call us with questions, 877-711-5211, 877, it's toll free, 877-711-5211. So you have to remember a lot of 11s. 877-711-5211. Or email us, as a number of people have already done, at udocs, udocs@gmail.com. udocs@gmail.com. Gary Ginsberg, four great topics to come to. First, I want to talk to you about the one on CT scans. There's an increased use of CT scans. How dangerous are they? How much radiation? And when do you stop if your doc says, get a CT scan?
Well, Mike, it's nice if you could be your own owner's manual and know when you need a CT scan and when you don't. But there are probably, I don't know what the percentage is, but there are definitely an overuse of CT scans, and that has some medical authorities concerned. This study that just came out was out of Britain, and they have a radiation authority that looks at use of medical imaging techniques to see if it's being done properly, if it's being overprescribed, and if it's a health risk. And so they noticed that the rates of using CT scans, which is the highest radiation exposure of probably any external medical procedure. You know, no, we're not talking about taking internal radioactive tracers, but external treatment, it's the highest radioactive exposure you could get. It's about 500 times the exposure of a single X-ray, or up to 500 times. It could be, say, 10 to 500 times more than a single X-ray. So it's substantial. Some estimates have said that 1 to 2% of all cancer could be attributed to CT scans. I think that estimate may be all high, but the way the trends are going with the use of CT scans in emergency rooms and overall in hospitals for diagnostics, it could be heading in that direction. And so, look, I don't want to sit here and say that your doctor is out of his gourd for ordering a CT scan for you. It may be totally appropriate, it may be totally important, but you might want to just make sure. You know, especially for children, pregnant, well, I don't think they'd, give a pregnant woman a CT scan unless she really, really, really needed it, and hopefully it wouldn't be in that part of her body where the fetus is. But you would definitely want to ask the question, is this necessary, because I don't want to have too many of these in my lifespan, unless, down the road, hopefully CT scans will be made more safe. And what this British group found is that they're not even collecting the data on the radiation levels, on the frequency per patient to know who's at higher risk and who's not. They're not keeping records, and that's the thing that is most distressing. We don't know who's got a lot of CT scans in their history and who shouldn't have any more.
Right, and so the message, let me give you the message. If you get 64 CT scans in a lifetime, you will get a cancer from it. So you want to decrease that chance as much as you can. And you can ask for ultrasounds, you can ask for MRIs.
Right.
Both of those are much safer, and even the CT scans have gotten much safer. But remember, don't get CTs unless you need it, because they add to that, the burden of radiation. Now, let's go to the next one, which is another medical iatrogenesis imperfecta. That means causing illness, and that is triclosan. Triclosan was an antibiotic put in many soaps, right?
Yeah, antibacterial into certain toothpaste. I'm not going to mention any by brand name, but certain toothpaste to fight gum disease, and also into a lot of things like deodorant and clothing and soaps and shampoos, things that not as a preservative but as an antibacterial to make your skin have less bacteria on it, which is not necessarily a good thing, because there's this whole hygiene hypothesis that we need to be exposed to a healthy bacteria so that our immune system gets used to fending off normal kinds of bacteria. And so I've talked on the show before about children and triclosan exposure leading to increased rates of allergic diseases. Well, the new thing that's come out, okay, FDA has said they are going to do a year-long study. Our companies have a year to get data into them to prove that triclosan is safe and triclosan is effective as an antibacterial, whether it's in hand soap or whether it's in laundry soap or deodorant. But There was an Freedom of Information Act by Bloomberg News, and they got FDA's records back from the 1990s when FDA was first reviewing the safety of triclosan, and they turned up data that shows that triclosan had some reproductive issues and some maybe suggestive cancer cell growth issues that they could have taken a harder look at, and maybe they blew past because, you know, the companies were putting pressure on them. So now those skeletons are coming out of the closet. We know that it's an endocrine disruptor. It makes sense that it could have some reproductive issues. And so FDA is looking like they might have blown it with triclosan. Anyway, Minnesota has banned it. It's on the label. You can sort it out and make sure you're not bringing triclosan home. The other big news this week is that 50% of babies, when they're born, have triclosan already in their body. They're getting it from mom, probably. So, you know, you want to cut down on things with triclosan around the house.
Okay. Hello. What's a quant? Is it a quant?
A quat.
What's
Q-U-A-T.
A quant? Quat.
What is a quat? Any ideas, Mike? What do you think a quat is?
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, I first heard the term, I thought it was like some kind of an exercise or some kind of a muscle, like a glute or a pec. A quat, though, is a quaternary amine. It's an antibacterial. We're on the antibacterial theme here. It's not triclosan. It's a completely different structure, and it's been used for a long time. These quaternary ammonium compounds have been used for a long time as antibacterials, again, in things like cleaning products, deodorant, and clothing to cut down on bacterial growth. And we all thought that they pretty much are water-soluble, not persistent, don't have a lot of targeted effects. Now a new study just came out to show that it has some reproductive toxicity. And get this, if you're a pregnant woman, you don't want your pregnancy to go beyond the normal 39 weeks gestation. These mice, their gestation went a third longer. Instead of 20 days gestation, 30 days gestation. So can you imagine your pregnancy going a whole extra couple of months? So that's what these the equivalent was in these mice. And, you know, so there is some reproductive issues that have to be explored. These were relatively high-dose studies, we have to now, sort of the lid has been blown off of the mystique that quaternary amine compounds are completely benign. And these are in some consumer products, you might want to look on the label. If it's something you're going to be wearing all day, you don't need antibacterials in your skin lotion, for example. Don't need a quaternary ammonium compound. You don't need triclosan.
And tell me about Nicaraguans and their drought, and are we going to be eating iguanas too?
Can you imagine eating an iguana? I mean, that's what some of the official Nicaraguan authorities are telling this very poor country. I've been to Nicaragua. It's a poor country. It's downtrodden. They've had
We've
wars,
only got 30 seconds, Gary.
Okay, now they have a famine and a drought, and so because of crop failures, and this is related perhaps to climate change, but certainly to this long-standing drought that has spread from Texas down into Mexico and into Central America, they're being told to grow iguanas, capture iguanas, and eat them.
I don't want to do that. I hope we don't get that far in the United States with our water. We need to do something about it. We'll talk to you about that in another segment. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Only half of adults in the U.S. get the 2.5 hours per week of aerobic physical activity recommended for health benefits. Walkers are more likely to get the recommended amount. More adults are walking, but better spaces and more places are still needed. Communities can promote walking when they create long-range plans, such as master plans, and design safe streets for walkers. Communities can also ensure sidewalks and paths are in good repair and have easy-to-read signs. Employers can create walking programs, encourage walking breaks and meeting, and identify nearby paths or routes. Increase your physical activity by starting a walking group. Participate in local planning for walking paths and new sidewalks, or work with parents and schools to encourage walking to school where it's safe. For more information, visit www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RADIOMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
We're talking about loving ourselves. You know, how many times have we seen women looking for external validation? This is pretty common, isn't it, Dr. Thomas?
This is really what I call the pain point for human beings.
And Michelle King Robeson.
Ambien now is the first drug in the country where it's a different dose for men than women. The first one.
The naked truth about women.
Pay attention to your body. Okay, that's number one. And that's like a, what I call a KGO, keen grasp of the obvious. Okay, let's do it. Now, what's the next one? Come on, Michelle, let's rock and roll.
No processed foods. If you can't pronounce it, you can't eat it. Okay.
And then get your annual exams. You know the ones you've canceled 13 times already? Okay.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient SmartShip program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325 and mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD. Stay well. Our phone number, if you want to talk to me, and it's only me today, the rest of the way, 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. You can, of course, email us, as Muriel just has with a question from 2 segments ago. That is at the beginning, at the top of the hour. We talked about the best things in your questions of the week. One of those questions was, how do you prevent falls from injuring you? So there are 2 ways. One is taking a fall prevention course, cleaning your home, etc., watching where you're walking, and learning how to learning how to fall is a key thing to learn early and practice often, so that when you need to do it, you do it automatically. The other thing is to strengthen your bones. And I told you that the study is pretty significant, that just jumping 20 times a day, jumping up and down like you did as a kid. You did it with jumping jacks. Well, we don't go as high anymore with jumping jacks as we used to. So what do? You just got to jump straight up and down. Muriel asks, will a trampoline mini suffice? My guess is no, because a lot of the shock of jumping up and down is what appears to do it. That is, just jumping up and down strengthens both the hip bones and the spine bones so that spinal fractures as well as hip fractures are down. My guess is with a trampoline, one is there's an increased risk, obviously, of falling and hurting yourself, but two is that the cushioning of the shock with the trampoline is too great to benefit. So just jump up and down, Muriel. And I don't know, obviously we don't have the real answer to that because no one studied the comparison as far as I know. I just haven't been able to find that. In the news of the week, there are a ton of news of the week that we haven't gotten through yet in either the first hour or the second hour, the first hour and the second hour. You can always find us at RadioMD.com. Go to the archives by Tuesday noon. They're posted for each show. But I want to bring up another important thing at this time of the year. You know, when Robert De Niro, Michael Douglas, Morgan Freeman, and Kevin Klein joined forces in Las Vegas, an old man's version of The Hangover, they proved that experience and talent can't protect you from sickening Viagra jokes. But a high-dose flu vaccine can protect the same over-the-hill crowd from a pretty sickening flu virus. That's really good news because influenza is tough on those over 65, and if you get 10 years of shots in a row, you decrease your risk of heart attack and stroke by 25% and hospitalization for any cause by 50% because you decrease inflammation. And seniors account for 90% of the deaths related to the flu, even though they're far more likely to get inoculated than younger folks. And almost 70% of 65 and over get their shots. Only around 26% of those under the age of 50 do. So, what is the new thing? Well, if you're 65 plus, you can increase your chances of dodging the flu by getting the high-dose trivalent vaccine. So, ask your doctor to make sure you get the high-dose trivalent vaccine. It increases the protection for you against the flu, much greater than standard flu vaccines, which aren't that effective in the over 65 in the best group. They're only about 40% effective. The new one is much more effective, so it really radically increases the effectiveness. And by the way, in addition to getting the high-dose vaccine, wash your hands and stay away from people who haven't already been immunized or who have the flu. So that's a, if you will, a recommendation get the flu vaccine and make sure you get the high-dose one if you're like me over the age of 65. Now, new thing this week on Thursday, the CDC said 40% of Americans will develop type 2 diabetes in their lifetime. 40%. So if you think we're 330 million Americans, that's literally 150 million of us. 29 million of us have it this year. If we go up to 150 million by the year 2040, which is their prediction, we'll use every dollar we have in the federal budget, in the state budgets, just for caring for people with type 2 diabetes. So, message. How do you prevent type 2 diabetes? You stay thin. You do 10,000 steps a day. Why 10,000? We don't know. It is magic at increasing your insulin activity, at increasing the ability of your cells to take in glucose and avoid type 2 diabetes. So, 10,000 steps a day plus avoid foods that will make you fat, such as simple sugars, added syrups, and any grain that isn't 100% whole grain. Another article out this week. There's something in its water, and it's making fish in Sweden live longer. That's right. It appears that an anti-anxiety medication, oxazepam, in very low doses is found in the water in Sweden where they make this stuff. And the fish in that water are living about 50% longer. What does it mean for us? We don't know, but we're going to be studying that. Not we specifically, but scientists in general will be studying that. We have other things. We've talked in the past about statin drugs. That's the Lipitor, Crestor, Atorvastatin that many of you are on and many Americans are on. Something like 70% of Americans over the age of 60 have indications for going on a statin drug, and how it also protects against Alzheimer's and mental dysfunction because it decreases inflammation. Well, there also are things it causes in side effects. One, it increases your diabetes risk, especially in women. It also appears to increase Bell's palsy. So if you have Bell's palsy and you're on a statin, talk to your doc about changing the statin or decreasing that. Another study out this week, eating out equals eating more. If you eat out, that is once a day, or four times a week, you're going to add 200 calories a day, or enough to gain 7 pounds in every 6 months. That's an awful lot of weight to put on. The next study that is highlighted this week is say no to fragrance. If your fragrances, and you won't know this, but don't wear fragrances. A lot of people have allergies. Unless it's an essential oil. So if you can find fragrances that are essential oil, that's fine for your house. Those fragrances that you get over the counter, etc., those usually are not just essential oils, so don't get them. When we come back, we're going to talk about Chinese herbs and why this is getting to be a wonderful thing for North Carolina, Chinese herbs. And we, of course, have a tip of the day. That is another reason you should get the flu shot. It's talking about the dangers of driving while under the influence of the flu or a bad cold. We also have a number of other top medical stories. Why exercising to excess increases your risk of heart disease, and what are the cancers that obesity increases, and what does natural light do to your productivity, and who is your microbiome? That is the bacteria inside your guts looking out for. It doesn't appear it's looking out for you, but we do have something to tell you a lot more about your microbiome and what's going to happen with your and my microbiome. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. You can, again, find the archives of the show anytime at RadioMD.com. Our message, you get to take control of your health if you want it. Stay well.
I'm so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case,
my arm is fine.
Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited-time offer with a money-back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RADIOMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
Ever notice when you have a baby, everyone seems to give you advice? From your mother-in-law,
don't you know you can't take that baby out in the rain today? And where is her hat?
To your own parents.
You should take the baby outside every day, even in the rain.
To your friends.
You have got to get this diaper cream. It is so much better than the one you've been using.
When it comes to the important stuff, like immunizations and protecting my baby's health, I trust my baby's doctor. She really listens to my questions about shots, she gives me great information, and she works with me to make sure my baby gets protected. And that's something even my mother-in-law can agree with.
Honey, I totally support you getting the baby vaccinated, but really, shouldn't you put the baby's hat back on?
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. We've got a great surprise for you this half hour. We have a great tip of the week, of course. The Real Age tip of the week, that's about ragweed and allergies, as well as about colds and preventing them. Maybe I should be taking that oil of oregano they talked about in the last half hour's ads. But it's a new cash crop for Chinese medicine. That's right. The tobacco raised by Western North Carolina farmers once provided a good cash crop for product deemed unsafe by the U.S. Surgeon General, tobacco. Now, farmers can make good money raising herbs for better health through traditional Chinese medicine. That's right. A lot of the herbs imported from China, difficult to get, not clear that they're pure, not clear what's contaminated their water. So there's a problem in getting good Chinese herbs. Well, it turns out that a lot of the herbs grow well in the United States, and especially in the Appalachian counties. And the Appalachian Botanical Alliance, which is a cooperative exploring how to grow and market healing plants, if you will, has gotten a grant from the Golden Leaf Foundation that helps them learn how to grow if the Chinese medicine herbs well. And so that's where we now are apparently are getting them, the area around Asheville, North Carolina. So if you live around Asheville, North Carolina, I think my daughter does now, And she's a PhD in organic chemistry, so maybe she could help with harvesting these. But apparently, this is a great area for getting pure Chinese medical herbs that can be used to decrease chronic diseases, such as a ragweed allergy. And with our tip of the week, we're going to talk about that in about 4.5 minutes or 5.5 minutes. Exercise increases the risk of death from heart attack survivors only if you do too much exercise. So it's exercise to excess. What is excess? It's more than 2 hours of aerobic, of exercise that increases your heart rate in a constant period. So very few of us get that much. Marathon runners, iron triathletes do. But if you're not one of those, then you're not probably getting too much exercise, and it's probably decreasing your risk of heart attacks and strokes. What are the common cancers associated with obesity? They are uterine, gallbladder, kidney, cervical. Thyroid is a 9% increase as opposed to the others I talked about with 30 to 60%. But just a 5-kilogram increase, that's about 10 pounds. That much of an increase increases your risk of uterine, gallbladder, kidney cancers, even increases cervical, thyroid, and leukemia by about 10%. So it's always best to stay thin if you can do so. One of the things when we talked about Chinese medicine, I didn't realize it, but approximately 90% of Chinese medicinal plants are now facing extinction because the growing conditions and the toxicity of what is grown in China is not as pure as one would like and is damaging. Natural light. In the two stories that we have remaining, I'm going to try and squeeze both of these in. One is natural light in your office boosts your health. Office workers with more light exposure in the office had longer sleep duration, better sleep quality, more physical activity, and better quality of life compared to office workers who had less light exposure in the workplace, reports a new study from Northwestern and the University of Illinois at Urbana. So they studied this in office workers. The study highlights the importance of exposure to natural light to employee health and the priority architectural designs of office environments should place on natural daylight workers, natural daylight for workers, and that's you and me, if you will. We're all needing some of this. So this study was reported in the Journal of Clinical Sleep Medicine. Why in sleep medicine? Because that's where the natural office light was most effective in getting people to understand or in getting them to benefit from natural light. It was the sleep benefit that gave all the other benefits. And that comes up with a very other interesting study. How do you know if you slept well at night? Well, you can put on one of those bands and Jawbone and some other Nike Fuel Band, etc., and they can tell you, but that actually doesn't tell you whether you slept well. It is your perception of how you slept that is most important. So they kept people, and they had their sleep records, but some of them they told they slept really well, and some of them they told they slept very poorly when they woke, and that changed how they functioned during the day. Not their actual sleep, but what they were told and what they thought they were told about how they slept changed their sleep. One more story we're going to try and get in. Your microbiome may be looking out for itself. That is, the microbiome, what foods you eat, may be dictated by the proteins your bacteria inside your gut release to you, and they may demand. So why do women have chocolate cravings? Well, maybe it's because the bacteria in their gut puts out a protein that says, I want chocolate. That's a very interesting point in a new study. And on that note, let's go to the Real Age Tip of the Week. Sonar? So the Real Age Tip this week is actually about what happens when you sneeze. He's saying, what are you talking about? What happens when you sneeze? Well, it turns out that when you sneeze, that you have a period of time when you don't see the highway. That is, it takes about 44 seconds for a sneeze to actually go away, and or to takes you are blinded, if you will, from a sneeze for that period of time. And so one of the things that happens when you sneeze is that you don't see the highway for a period of time. What does that mean? It means when you have a cold, when you have ragweed, when you have the flu, you don't drive very efficiently. It isn't just the medicines that you take that may make you sleepier. It's actually that sneeze or that blowing the nose that takes your mind off the highway. So the message is, if you've got a cold or flu, be very careful about driving. Maybe you want your spouse to drive you most of the places. This is Young Dr. Mike with you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I've really enjoyed being with you tonight. Please come back next week. We'll be here same time. You can always find us at udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com, or on radiomd.com. You can find the archives. Thanks, Sonar, for great engineering. Thanks you for your questions. Stay well.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325 and mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD, internationally renowned physician, scientist, and women's health pioneer.
And Michelle King Robson,
nationally recognized women's health and wellness advocate and Empower.com founder and CEO. Listen live.
Listen live
every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.